You are listening to JG Sports Talk.
Welcome back indeed. Welcome everybody to the latest edition of JG Sports Talk. As always, I'm of course your host Amir Telek here with you broadcasting on this fantastic Thursday. Obviously, it's just made that much better when you know that you've got football coming later on tonight. And of course, the NFL season opens tonight. We've got an interesting matchup, as always. And we'll get into all of that as the show continues. And it'll be an interesting show today because we're doing something a little bit different with our NFL season preview this season. But first, I wanted to address a few things. Number one, it isn't just you. I have not been on the air recently, for a couple of reasons. Number one, I am moving out of my house of 6 years, and so I'm literally closing on this house, or we are closing on this house, I should say, today. So I'm recording this in an empty house right now. But secondly, I'm also entering high school after being homeschooled for what seems to be an eternity. So I've got a lot going on. Hopefully, though, I will continue to publish that and continue to produce great content whenever I can. We will be returning on air when I get a little bit more settled in with the new house and settled in with the school. But definitely, it wasn't just you. Yes, I have been off the air a little bit too much in the past week or so. But the NFL season starts again tomorrow, and or I should say later today. And, I think this is an interesting season because you have had so much discussion off season with the NFL draft, with all the free agency stuff, with all everything that's gone down. There's just a lot of NFL to discuss and a lot of angles to look at it. So we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to go through every single team, spending 1 minute on each. So it's going to be 32 teams in approximately 32 minutes. So we're going to start here in the NFC because I am an NFC guy. I live in New Jersey, so I got to start with my NFC East. I'm going to start with the Dallas Cowboys because, they're the so-called America team. You know, you've got a lot of discussion about what they should or should not have done in the draft. And look, Dallas is a team that clearly has a lot of question marks. I don't think anybody would deny that. Their defense will clearly struggle. They lost a few key guys, notably DeMarcus Ware on the defensive line. Sean Lee went down with an ACL injury in training camp. So the Cowboys' defense is going to be, for the most part, extremely liable in 2014. But, you know, the offense, as usual, really, this is the same thing we can say every single year. Their offense is going to be fine. You know, their offense is going to be just fine. They've got, you know, Dez Bryant, who I think is the third or potentially fourth best receiver in the NFL. I've got Calvin Johnson. I've got Larry Fitzgerald. And I think you can throw Dez Bryant in that conversation. But the Cowboys are an interesting team, obviously, because they always have, you know, the offensive talent. They haven't been able to match it up defensively in their past, and that's been something that has hurt them over the years. But look, I don't know. This is an interesting NFC East, and I think the Cowboys are a team that can win between 8 and 10 games. But if I had to narrow it down, I'd say 9 wins. I'd say they're going to go 9-7, and they've got an interesting schedule. Not too tough, but they're playing in a very weak NFC East. So I think they can win 9 games. I doubt they sneak it to the wild card because the NFC wild card is just so competitive. But I do got Dallas at least with 9 wins in 2014. Moving on to my New York Giants here. Look, I mean, the preseason was just horrible. I don't know how many people got a chance to see the Giants, but if you didn't, you're fortunate because the Giants were absolutely dreadful in the preseason this year. And it started on the offense, but it wasn't just the offense. You know, the defense struggled as well, but it was primarily the offense, and it was led by Eli Manning, who many perceive to be an inconsistent quarterback, and I wouldn't disagree with that. Eli Manning, throughout the course of his career, has made the playoffs twice in his 10-year career, so that's an 80% clip that he has not made the postseason. And although the two runs that he made were in the Super Bowl and they were championships, and I don't think you can ever take that away from Eli Manning, and you can never knock his ledger in that regard, I do think serious question has to take place about, you know, whether or not the Giants are in the right hands. Now, I don't think you need to replace Eli. I think Eli is doing just fine. I think Eli is the guy the Giants need if they were going to win consistently in 2014. But you have to wonder about the team around him. You have to wonder if the wide receiver position is up to par, the offensive line, if that's up to par, the defensive line, if that's up to par, Jason Pierre-Paul after a tough 2013. I think the secondary is clearly the strong point of this team. They got a lot better in the secondary, signed probably the best corner on the market. in Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, or at least one of the best corners on the market this offseason. But again, the offense is going to be a question, and in a tough NFC East, I've got them at 9 wins. Again, it's just not. I just don't see the Giants breaking clear. That's the thing. I just don't see the Giants breaking clear and making some big push to get them in the postseason consideration, because the next team, the Philadelphia Eagles, they've got it all wrapped up in the NFC East, in my opinion. Because look, Eagles, although they may not be the best team, they are the only team that really has a shot in the NFC East right now. And offensively, they're clearly superior to any other team in the NFC East. They've got the better quarterback, they've got the better running back, they've got the better coach, they've got the better system. They've got everything that you need to see from a team wrapped up, and they've got it. But the question with me with the Eagles is their defense. 32nd in run defense last year. There's major question marks for me, because I don't care how superior your offense is, if your defense isn't at the same level, or at least isn't giving you anything, you're going to struggle. And the Philadelphia Eagles, I can see them anywhere from 9 to 11 wins in 2014. I think offensively, obviously, you don't expect Nick Foles to do what he did last year as far as, the two interceptions that he threw. But I do think you could expect him to continue to at least produce consistently. I think the Philadelphia Eagles right now are going to win the NFC East. I don't think there's any other team that really has an opportunity to win the NFC East from the Eagles. But I don't know how much they'll succeed or how much they'll do in the postseason, because I just don't know if their defense is good enough. And we saw that a little bit last year when they played the New Orleans Saints. I remember that game. The offense played okay, I remember that. But the defense has always been a concern of mine for the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Washington Redskins, similar. They're very similar, because the offense is clearly the best part of that team. You've got RG3 coming back from injury. Let's see what he can do. Let's see if he'll be able to stay healthy. But you've also got a defense that has some big questions. And, their schedule right now isn't all that bad. It's relatively winnable, if that's a way to put it, because as we all know, the NFL schedule is a complete fluke at the start of the season. But you got Deshaun Jackson there that they bought over from Philly. I think I can see a team that goes 8-8, maybe 7-9 at worst. I just don't know what to expect from RG3, and I really don't know what to expect from that defense. They got a few names that you know, but is it going to be enough for them to really get above 500 in that division? Now, moving along, I want to get to an interesting team, and this is the Arizona Cardinals. They're really the team that I like the most in the NFC right now, because as far as a playoff or for an underdog team, if you had to put me in that position, because here's why. They play the toughest division of football easily right now. It's got to be that division with San Francisco and Seattle. But, everybody forgets that they were 10-6 last year. So it's not like they were a bad team. The only reason they didn't make the playoffs was because they were playing in the best division in football. And unfortunately for them, that may be the reason why they don't make it this year, because they're playing with the Seahawks or they're playing with the 49ers. And that seems to me like a bit unfair, because their offense is a question, yes, but their defense has really surprised a lot of people over the past year or so. And I really like this team. I'm not confident in Carson Palmer. I don't think anybody is. But as I just mentioned earlier, they've got the second best receiver in the NFL. And anytime you've got a body like him, who's as class of an act as Larry Fitzgerald is, I think you're going to at least put up some numbers offensively. So look at the Arizona Cardinals. They're in a tough division, so they've obviously got a tough schedule. They got to play Seattle and San Francisco 4 times, so that's, potentially 4 losses, or at least 2-2 right there. So they're going to struggle. And I can see 10-6. I could see them potentially competing for the wild card, but here's the bottom line. This is the scary thing with the NFC. You've got 2 wild card teams. You've got either Seattle or San Francisco. So basically, whichever team loses the NFC West, or whichever team comes in second in the NFC West, whether it's San Francisco or Seattle, is getting the first wild card. Second wild card, as we'll discuss a little bit later, is either going to the Panthers, is going to the Saints, or it's going to the Buccaneers. That's basically how the wild card shakes up. It's either Seattle / San Francisco, or the Panthers / the Buccaneers / the Saints. And so I just don't see the Cardinals in the postseason, but let's not just totally discount them as a potential threat in the NFC. And they could potentially surprise a lot of people. San Francisco 49ers, I've got a lot of confidence in them, even though they did not look really that convincing in the preseason. You know, their defense has, as we know, has been really depleted in the offseason, a variety of suspensions. So they're going to struggle early, but they are the San Francisco 49ers. And they do have Colin Kaepernick, a quarterback that I've never been a total fan of him, but at the exact same time, I've never really looked at him as a guy that isn't game-changing. And I've always looked at him as a guy that can really make plays. Again, I just wonder if this is a team that defensively will be able to bounce back from some of the guys that they're losing. Nevertheless, I think they win about 11 to 12 games. I think they secure the wild card. And as explained next, I think the Seahawks run away with that division. I think, you know, NFL teams rarely repeat championships, as we know. That's something that just doesn't happen historically. But if there is a and let me put it this way. I don't know if Seattle's going to win. But if there's a team that can win and can repeat, it's going to be Seattle because their defense is just so strong. And they didn't really lose players. Like, you know, most teams after a Super Bowl, you lose players. You lose the good guys, right? You lose a lot of the good players because they go under the radar. Then teams sign them for a lot more than they're worth. And really, I'm just looking up and down this roster. I don't see many players defensively that were of a big impact that they lost, right? I mean, offensively, they lost Golden Tate, and we all know that the Seahawks didn't have a good offense period or a good receiver core period. But defensively, they're still going to be a very ferocious defense. And Marshawn Lynch, you got Marshawn Lynch there. I don't really expect much of a decline from Seattle. My only question would be who is Russell Wilson throwing to? But if that's the biggest question for the Seahawks, I think they've got a really good shot of winning 13. Or even 14 games in 2014. St. Louis Rams, they round up that division. Really, I got to feel bad for the St. Louis Rams because they're the team that, similar to the Arizona Cardinals, they're okay. They're not great. They're okay. They're a bit one-dimensional. They're a very solid defense. Their offense, even though I absolutely love Tavon Austin as a player, I just don't love what the quarterback position is looking like. Sam Bradford obviously going down. That was a huge hit. But even with Sam Bradford, I mean, are we confident in Sam Bradford? And that's what was so shocking when he went down with the ACL. People were, you know, looking at the St. Louis Rams as this team that was going to take a huge hit. I mean, what were the Rams with Sam Bradford? Are they a 10-win team with Bradford? No, they're a 6-7-win team with Bradford. They're a 5-6-win team without him. So either way, I think the St. Louis Rams are going to finish below 500. I wouldn't be surprised if you see them maybe up with an upset game, with a game that you don't really expect, because that defensive line is stacked. But what are they going to do offensively? You can't win in the NFL just by the defense in the regular season. You just got to have more of a complete system to succeed. Moving on to another division that I really think is among the top in the NFL, the Chicago Bears. They round up that NFC North. Look, Chicago is a team that I think, you know, you always have questions about. Their defense is one of those defenses that you always are concerned with because it seems like they're similar to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who I'll get into a little bit later. Similar to the Pittsburgh Steelers, it seems like their defense always ages, but it never gets younger. And you don't see the younger players emerge with the Chicago Bears. I mean, once you move past the Urlachers, who else is there? Who's coming up? Who's stepping up? So I got question marks about the defense, but the offense, in my opinion, could potentially go down as one of the best offenses in the NFL in 2014. I've heard this from a lot of Chicago Bears people, a lot of Chicago Bears fans who think that their offense is capable of being the best or second best offense in the National Football League. And before you look up at Denver and say, well, slow down, Chicago, take a look at what Chicago has to offer. And I mean, we all know the receiver core. I mean, fantastic Alshon Jeffrey, who was just unbelievable last season. But you also got Brandon Marshall on the other side. And don't discount Martellus Bennett, who, as a Giants fan, I know very well with his, you know, short, brief career in New York City. I like what the Chicago Bears are doing offensively. I think Matt Forte is an interesting back who, you know, has been hampered with injuries and inconsistent play. But looking at it from the other side, you got a team that is heavily reliant on the receiving game. Maybe this could be the year where Matt Forte breaks open and he shows his worth. So all in all, I think the Chicago Bears have a solid offense. But again, their big question is their defense. I know it seems like a little bit of a low, but I'm going to say 8-9 wins. 8-9 wins, and I don't think that gets them into the wild card. As I mentioned, it's either San Francisco slash, you know, the Saints, if they lose the division to the Panthers. So I like the Bears, but I don't know if they're a playoff team yet. The Detroit Lions are another interesting team that I've got my eye on. I like them. I think they're a solid football team. I just don't know if they've got what it takes to necessarily, you know, give me a postseason berth. Jim Caldwell is their new coach. They got Golden Tate, as I mentioned earlier. But I mean, in a tough division, they may not have enough to just get above the other team. So I got 8-9 wins for Detroit in 2014. And the Green Bay Packers, I mean, I'll be honest, they're legitimate Super Bowl champions, or legitimate Super Bowl candidates in 2014. Because when you take a look at that team, and when you take a look at what they've got offensively, and when you take a look at how healthy they are defensively, I mean, how do you not like this team? I can't find a question, I can't find a concern in that team. You know, you always got to worry about the injuries, and the Packers are a team that have struggled injury-wise over the past few years. But if they can stay healthy with the quiet schedule that really doesn't seem like it's all that dangerous for them, I'll be honest, I think they can win 12, 13 games in 2014, and they can be a prime Super Bowl candidate in the postseason as well. Minnesota Vikings, not going to spend too much time on them. We all know that they've got concerns offensively, defensively. I mean, besides, they only have one bright spot, really, and we've heard this tale before. Adrian Peterson is the only guy to really watch. I got them at 5-7 wins in 2014. It's low, I know, but the Vikings really don't have much going for them right now. And Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons in the NFC South. Oh, I like Atlanta. They had an atrocious season last year, obviously hampered with injuries all over the board. But how can you go 4-12 this season and really to expect a complete turnaround in 2014? And it's not even like they added that many players in the offseason. They're still returning with the Julio Jones and the Roddy Whites and the Matt Ryans. And, you know, I just don't know if that core, and led by Mike Smith, I just don't know if that core is good enough to really win consistently. I mean, they've always had, you know, regular season success, but it seems like they always wilt under pressure in the postseason. So I've got Atlanta at a 9-10 win team in a tough division. I just don't expect much from them at all. Only thing that they've got going for them, in my opinion, is their home field advantage. Carolina Panthers, I love Cam Newton, I love the Panthers, but I just don't really have much confidence in that supporting receiving group. I mean, you draft Kelvin Benjamin, great, but you let go of Steve Smith for what? Steve Smith was one of the few guys that could actually make a catch in open field for the Carolina Panthers, so I've lost confidence in what the Panthers have done offensively. They've just seemed like the front office is just abandoning the wide receiver position altogether. And look, Kelvin Benjamin, I really like what he's shown so far in the preseason. I'm going to choose my words there carefully because, as we know with any rookie, it's hard to tell what you can produce just off the preseason. But I mean, what are the Panthers offense? I mean, what are they? It's Cam Newton and a group of nobody. So I think defensively, they've got a lot of talent. I love Luke Kuechly last season. But I just don't know what they're going to be able to do offensively in a tough division. I've got them at 10-11 wins. They may be able to, you know, potentially get that second wild card. But I just don't really know what they're going to be able to do moving forward if they don't get that offense, they don't get that wide receiver position a little bit shored up. Now, the New Orleans Saints is a team that, you know, everybody's really talking about. You've heard a lot about Drew Brees this offseason and what he's done to prepare after last year's tough defeat in the postseason. Look, I love what Sean Payton is all about. I think he's a great coach. I think they win 12-14 games this year. I mean, their schedule is very favorable. Now, I don't know about the weapons that they've got. You know, because they lost a few guys this offseason. They've returned Jimmy Graham, who's a huge addition. But I mean, Marquise Colston, okay. You know, you could do better, but you can't. You know, you could do worse and you could do better. So I think the Saints right now offensively are an average team as far as their talent. But as we know, Drew Brees tends to make the most of his talent. So I think they're 12-14 wins. I've got them down as 12 wins. I just 14 at max. Can the Saints lose just two games in 2014? I don't know. It just seems like they're going to lose more games than just two. So I got the Saints at 12 to anywhere from 12-14 wins. I'm leaning towards 12, though, because I just don't know if defensively they're all that great. They were extremely good last year, but I don't know if defensively they're good enough to lose just two games, and as well as offensively if they're capable of charting out points on a consistent basis. So, moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the last team in the NFC that we're going to kind of discuss here on JJ Sports Talk, 32 teams in 32-minute NFL preview. I like the Buccaneers. I'm a big fan of Lovie Smith, and I'm not just saying this, you know, because the guy struggled in the offseason. He really didn't get much love from NFL teams, but overall, I think Lovie Smith is a guy that preaches defense. He's obviously won. We know that. We know that's a factor. I've got them at 9-10 wins. You know, I don't know what they're going to be able to do offensively. Mike Glennon, okay. I'd like to see more. I'd like to see a little bit better from him. But okay, you know, if that's the worst you have, then fine. Their offense is talent wise average. Their defense is talent wise average. So I think they're an average team, 9-10 wins. But I can see them. Let me put it this way: I can see them at maybe sneaking in at the wild card just because, you know, Carolina may flounder or Arizona may not play as well as I've got them. So Tampa Bay may sneak in, but that's a huge if, and that's a huge may, because I'm not sure that they've got what it takes offensively and defensively to put together a winning season in the postseason this year. All right, so that's just about does it for the NFC. Let's move on to the AFC, where we've got a lot of intriguing teams and intriguing matchups to kind of break down and preview. Buffalo Bills will start right there in the AFC East. I like Buffalo. I'm not a huge fan of AJ Manuel. I think he showed promise, but is he really the real deal for Buffalo? I don't know. But Buffalo consistently has never really achieved expectations, so let's set the bar low, and hopefully they'll reach expectations at a lower clip. I got them at 7-8 wins. All right, they're playing in a division where you know the champion right off the bat, the New England Patriots. So I really don't expect much from the Buffalo Bills. And moving along to the Miami Dolphins, I don't expect much from them either. I mean, their defense was okay last year, if I remember correctly, but their offense really didn't show me much, and I don't know if Ryan Tannehill is really the guy. A lot of people have said he's really improved this offseason, and maybe so. Maybe he is, you know, turning the corner. But it's one of those things where it's like you look at Miami and it's the same thing every year. They're okay here, they're average there. They're a mediocre football team. That's it. They're an 8-9 win football team with 7, in my opinion, being the reasonable expectations. And if they can exceed those, I think you could see as many as 9 victories on the board for them. But nothing more than that, because they're not that well-rounded of a football team at all. And then, obviously, we've got the New England Patriots in that AFC East division. I mean, the Patriots are the Patriots, but they're not the Patriots as they were before. I think that's the thing that we're forgetting a little bit. The Patriots have declined. It's not a, oh my gosh, did you see that yesterday kind of thing. It's a gradual decrease. And we've seen that over the course of, you know, the last few years, you know, the playoff hiccups, the regular season losses, the upsets that they are victim to. I just don't know if New England has, I don't want to say the fire in their belly, because I still think they want to win. I just don't know if they have what they used to have as far as their talent is concerned and as far as their desire is offensively and defensively, really. Because remember, when they won those Super Bowls, their defense was just as important as Tom Brady and their offense and Bill Belichick was. So I like the Patriots. Obviously, they're the best team in this division. But really, I mean, they're 11, 12, 13 wins in 2014. I think that's just about right. I just don't know what to expect in the postseason, because we've seen over the past few years that they have struggled. Now, I will add this caveat. They've got Rob Gronkowski, who's supposedly healthy. We all know how big of a question he is health-wise. So maybe you can put something together if Gronkowski is healthy, and maybe you can see a little bit more production from Brady. But I really don't expect much from the Patriots in the postseason. But that's not to say that they won't go and win 12 to 14 games like they normally do. The New York Jets, I don't know exactly what the Jets are going to do at the secondary position. If anybody's followed the Jets, they know that has been one of the most just unbelievable positions and unbelievable situations this offseason in the NFL. They've lost starters. They've lost safeties who have turned into starting cornerbacks. They've had to bring in guys from the Canadian Football League to just man up the point in the preseason. They've had rookies go down for the year. They've had Dee Milner go down for what they hopefully think and optimistically think is this until the start of the season. The Jets right now, the secondary position is clearly the biggest area of weakness, but just looking at it from the whole perspective here, I don't think the Jets are going to be that bad of a team. And I do it. I host a Jets show every weekend. And we said last week, Joseph Haas, who I co-host the show with, we both thought that the Jets would do well. I had them at 10 wins. I think Haas's ceiling for them was about 8-9 wins. I've got them at optimistically 10 victories this year because I think their schedule is clearly hard at the beginning, but it's open for them in the second half of the season. So with Geno Smith newly minted as the starter, I don't expect much from the Jets offensively, but I do expect enough for them to win 10 games, and that defensive line should be able to keep them in as many games as they possibly can. The Denver Broncos, they're more than hungry, obviously, after last season's just embarrassment in the postseason. I don't know what to expect from Denver, really, because, you know, you've got the Wes Welker situation, whether it be the concussion or now his suspension leading into the season, so you're going to miss him for an extended period of time. The defense got better this offseason, but did it really put them in Super Bowl championship legitimacy conversation? Now, they're still going to be contenders. Don't get me wrong. They're still probably going to be the best team in the AFC, but I just don't know exactly what their ceiling is in 2014. I'm going to say that they're about a 12 to 13 win team. They're obviously going to have to go through a tough schedule, or at least a schedule that's filled with interesting teams in 2014, as they are the Super Bowl runner-up, I should say. I just don't really know what exactly this team will be. Offensively, I've got no doubt in my mind that, you know, Peyton Manning will be able to lead this team to the promised land, or at least get them close, get them as close as possible. But I'm just not sure overall if this team will be capable of actually going out there and winning games and putting together a legitimate chance at the Super Bowl once again in 2014. I do have confidence in this team, though, the Kansas City Chiefs. I have a lot of confidence in them because, remember, they started off the season last year on a hot streak. It was, what were they, like 10-0 before they lost after the second half of the bye week for them. So I want to see them put some more consistency on. But remember, they had a couple of guys banged up in the secondary and on defense, and as well as the wide receiver core. So if they can stay healthy in a division that you have the Broncos and the San Diego Chargers, I think I can see the Kansas City Chiefs at anywhere from 10 to 13 wins. Maybe 11 to 12 is around the area where they're most likely to produce. But I can see them optimistically at a 13-win team and maybe winning that division if Denver, as I mentioned, just doesn't have it consistently in the regular season. But as we saw in the postseason last year, Kansas City wasn't really all that impressive. So I don't know what Andy Reid's going to do to get this team to perform in the second portion of the season. But they've got a pretty good shot of at least doing something in the regular season like they did last year. This is hopefully more consistent than they were in 2014, or 2013, I should say. The Oakland Raiders, I mean, look, they're the Raiders. What exactly do you want me to say? I mean, they've got the questionable quarterback. Their defense is shaked up, although they did get a lot of decent to above average players. I'll put it that way. I'm a Justin Tuck fan, so I thought that was a big move for Oakland. I just don't know what they're going to do offensively. And as I mentioned earlier, you don't win without a bona fide offense, or at least a legitimate offense. And so I see Oakland struggling to maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wins. Maybe 6 wins at most in 2014. San Diego Chargers, I don't see much from them. I don't think anybody expected much from them in 2013 either, though. So maybe I'll be completely wrong with my predictions. I just don't know if 2013 was a fluke or if it was actually, you know, the real deal. I don't know if 2013 was just Philip Rivers on a random luck streak or if it was just a sign of things to come for Rivers and the San Diego Chargers. I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say that 2013 was a bit of a fluke. I'm going to say that their postseason success was a bit of luck. And I don't think that they're going to be awful, but I just don't see much from that offense. I just don't see much from that defense. And let's not remember, they snuck into the postseason last year. If you've got a team like Kansas City and a team like, you know, the Denver Broncos that are playing well, maybe you don't get in that postseason and maybe you don't get that opportunity. So I'm not sure what to expect from San Diego. I think they're a fine team, but I just don't really know if they have what it takes to make it into the postseason and actually stand a chance against some of the better teams in the National Football League. All right, let's continue here with the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Ravens. I don't have much of an issue with the Ravens, but I just don't know if they're a 10 to 12 win team. I think they're going to be anywhere north of 8 wins. Joe Flacco is really the only guy I've got confidence in on that offense. You know, you really don't know what you're going to get out of the defense. So I'll say 8 wins, maybe 10 wins at most. But I'm going to stick a little bit north of 8 wins at the max for the Bengals, or I should say for the Ravens in 2014. On to the Bengals, though. You know, you give a huge contract to Andy Dalton. You expect a ton from him. I don't know what to expect from the Bengals, because we always get into this mode. Oh, they've got this great running game. They've got this great defense. They've got this great offense. And then come 2014, come down the stretch run of the season, they really wilt and they struggle under their own pressure. So I'm not going to go too high for them this year. I'm going to say they're about a 9-win team, a 10-win team. And in this division where you got the Steelers, where obviously you got the Ravens and heck, even the Cleveland Browns, maybe 9 wins isn't enough to emerge, but I do think that they'll be the best team in the division. I just don't think that they'll be as good or at least have as many victories as they did last year. And I don't know if they'll be able to make it into the postseason, because if they don't win the division, I'm not sure that they'll be good enough to make it as a wild card team. On to the Cleveland Browns with Johnny Manziel, with Brian Hoyer. Other than that, though, what do they have? I mean, defensively, they're okay. I'll be honest, defensively, I think a lot of people overrate, or at least underrate, I should say, what they can do there. I just don't know what they're going to do offensively. And Brian Hoyer, good for him, got a chance to get an opportunity to start after tearing his ACL a few years ago and missing out on his opportunity then. Good to see him start. I just don't know if he's the guy. And Manziel may be the guy. Manziel may be the guy that leads them to the promised land. But as of now, I don't see much from the Browns. I'll say they're, what, a 7-game team? 7-win team? A 6-win team? With or without Manziel, they're not going to be all that great in 2014. And the Pittsburgh Steelers, I wouldn't be stunned. I wouldn't be stunned if the Steelers go out there and if they actually, you know, look okay. I wouldn't be stunned, but I'm not confident. I really, really am not confident that the Steelers will be able to put together some sort of success in 2014. Mainly because their defense just, it seems like every year they get older and they don't get younger. And that's a concern to me. So I don't know if Ben Roethlisberger will be able to lead this team anywhere, you know, near the postseason. But I've got them at 8 wins with, in my opinion, a maximum of 9. And lastly, to wrap up our 32-32 NFL season preview, let's take a look at the AFC South. And we'll start with the Houston Texans. And I'm not sure exactly what to expect from Houston, because we all know that that their defense is the hallmark and the strong point of that team. But offensively, they've got a guy like Arian Foster who is capable of, you know, putting up some decent numbers on the ground. I just don't know what they're going to do at quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do at the wide receiver position. I mean, can we really name anybody other than Andre Williams? And we all know Andre Williams has had his fair share of off-field injury issues in the past. So I think Houston is a team that defensively will be able to, you know, impose their will on opposing teams. But as I've repeated this constantly with a lot of teams like this, defense doesn't win you games in the regular season. Now, as we saw with the Seahawks last year, they may be able to win you championships. And one game, yes, they may be able to get that big stop and they may be able to make that big play. But if you're asking me to win 16 games, I'd have much more confidence in my offense coming through for all 16 than my defense imposing their will for 16 games consistently. The Indianapolis Colts are clearly the best team in this division. I don't think there's anybody that's going to make that argument that they aren't. I think with Andrew Luck and with what they have shown that they can do offensively with guys like T.Y. Hilton and you know, Colby Freeney, I mean, just they've got a lot of good players. But the thing is, they're not great. They don't have any, oh my gosh, players. They don't have any, wow, I got to sit back and watch him players. They've got a lot of good players. They got a lot of average players. Now, I think Andrew Luck as a quarterback has the tools to take those players, and we saw this a little bit last year. He has the tools to take those players to the next level. But are they really that talented of a team? Because bottom line is, a quarterback can take players to the next level, but if the player isn't good enough, you can only aid him that much. You can only aid him a little bit. You know, you can only aid him to the max. And so I think that's the situation right now with the Colts. You can only get the most out of these players. They just need better players offensively and defensively in order for them to really do much more, in my opinion, than 10, 12 wins in 2014. The Jacksonville Jaguars, I don't know about you, But I am really looking forward to Blake Bortles in 2014. I got a chance to talk with him in the offseason. He seems like a really, really nice guy. I feel really happy for him because, you know, a lot of people were scratching their heads when he was taken with, what, the third pick by the Jacksonville Jaguars, or the first quarterback off the board, obviously. And a lot of people were scratching their heads going, who is this kid, or what did he do to deserve to go number one in the quarterback rankings? I think Blake Bortles has the accurate combination of skill, of size, of skill, of you know, just flat out quarterback skills, but also he can run, he's mobile if need be. And the Jacksonville Jaguars have a franchise quarterback here, so it's going to be interesting to see what he can do. But apparently he may not even start this year. I've been reading, obviously, you know, not as closely as I would like to, but I've been reading occasionally over the offseason that it's a pretty close competition at the quarterback position. So maybe he's not going to be the starter, but I still think Jacksonville moving forward is going to be better than they were. But hey, they're Jacksonville. Who am I fooling? So I'm going to sit there and say they're a 4-5 win team in 2014, and they're going to definitely be picking among the top 10 in 2014, or I should say the 2015 draft, really. Amazing to just think ahead of it. And Tennessee, let's wrap this up with them. Look, I think Tennessee is one of those teams where you always look at them and say they're just pretty much the same. Right, they're pretty much the same. They've got the same team, the same expectations, the same roster, the same talent, the same this, that, yeah. They're just dreary. They're just the same. It's just the same old with the Tennessee Titans. So if what the past has represented for the Titans is accurate as far as their future, I'd say they're about a 7-8 win football team. And I say that nicely because I think the Titans have the potential to win a few games offensively. I think they're not atrocious, but they're not good either. So when you're not good, you're not going to win many games. I've got them at 7 games, 8 games maybe in 2014. Well, that just about does it for the regular season, but obviously that's only one dimension of the NFL. We all know what takes place in the second season, the postseason. And so I wanted to give my predictions, but I'm not just going to read off who I've got in the AFC, you know, conference championships. I'm going to give you my final four, and I'm going to give you my Super Bowl team. I'm going to give you my Super Bowl matchup, and I'm going to give you my Super Bowl prediction today. So let me start off with the AFC, because we just finished with them. I'm going to say Denver makes it all the way back to the AFC championship, and I'm going to say they play New England in the AFC, in the AFC championship game. I'm not confident in New England, but look at the AFC. I mean, it's New England, it's Denver, and who else? Indianapolis? I mean, Kansas City? Are you really confident in any of those teams? I think it's the Patriots, and I think it's the Broncos is the two formidable teams. And we saw last year the Patriots really just didn't have what it takes power-wise. I think that's going to be the AFC result. I think that's the final four, or I should say that's the final two of the AFC, Denver and New England. And I think they'll match up, drum roll please, they'll match up against the Green Bay Packers and the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC. The 49ers and the Packers in the NFC, and then you've got the Broncos and the Patriots in the AFC. So that's my final four. And I'm going to sit there and I'm going to say that the Super Bowl teams are the Patriots and the Packers. I don't know what's up with San Francisco in the postseason. They just have not convinced me at all. And I don't think anybody else would agree or disagree with me. They have not convinced anybody that they can come through in the big moments. Colin Kaepernick seemingly has an off-on switch that turns off in the big moments. You know, the interception last year, obviously, in the NFC Championship game. Look, I think Green Bay, this is their year to shine. And I know Sports Illustrated, I think Peter King picked Green Bay as well. I think Green Bay is the most complete team of the NFC right now. I know San Francisco is a really good team. I don't know if they've got the offensive threats that Green Bay does. I think they've got the better, I think Green Bay has the better quarterback. I think Green Bay has the better defense right now, because if their defense is healthy, I think their defense is right up there with any other team. They're hungry. I mean, they're underrated, I guess you could say, because nobody has really looked at them as all that much of a threat lately. They've always had that one big injury that you just sit there and say they can't overcome. But if they're healthy, and I know it's a huge if, and we can't predict injuries, but if they're healthy, I don't think that there's a team in the NFL that will be able to stop the Green Bay Packers. And just moving back to the AFC, the reason I've got New England over the Patriots, or New England, that makes no sense. The reason I've got New England over Denver is because I look at Denver and I say, you know, they're okay offensively at the quarterback position. They've got a lot of weapons, obviously. But I think the Patriots right now they're that team, and I know I kind of semi-ripped them earlier. They're the team that's just there. They're just there. They're just there. You expect it. They're there. Nobody's shocked. They're in the postseason. They're in the AFC Championship game. They're there. And eventually, you got to take the next step, right? You have to imagine that they'll be able to win at least that next game to get them past and into the conference championships and beyond. So I think they'll win that next game. I think they'll get to that next position. But I just don't know if I've got that much confidence in Denver after last year. I still think they're going to be formidable. I would not be stunned if they go and they rally off a huge win streak in the middle of the season. But I just don't know what they'll be able to do moving forward in the postseason, as I mentioned earlier. So that's about it. I've got Green Bay in the Super Bowl triumphing over the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. That's obviously Aaron Rodgers and you know that group getting their second ring in how many years? Like, what was it? 6 years since Green Bay last won? Was it 6 years? It was a while ago, obviously, now. But Green Bay, I've got them back in the Super Bowl. I've got them winning the Super Bowl. I got them beating the Patriots, who lost to the Broncos. And on the NFC side, I've got the San Francisco 49ers for yet another season coming up short in the NFC Championship game. So that's my 2014 NFL season predictions. We ran through 32 teams in as close to 32 minutes as possible with the regular season, and I just gave you a look at what I've got in the postseason. Now, I don't just want this to be a one-sided conversation. I want you, the listener, and my grateful fans to send me your thoughts. I mean, do you agree with me? Do you think Green Bay is really the best team in the NFL? Because I want to hear your thoughts. I always love reading my fan comments, and obviously I love responding to them as well, because honestly, I don't do it for me, I do it for you, so I really appreciate you for tuning into the latest edition of JJ Sports Talk, and hopefully I'll be back on air as soon as possible. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Amiri Tulloch here, signing off for JJ Sports Talk.